Eric, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, and boy, I will tell you, I've never seen anything like it so far. I really haven't.
I know. It's amazing to see what we all predicted, and you and I have talked about, and many of my colleagues have talked about over the last few years, I guess, right?
Yes,
what we're beginning to see what is playing out as a result of bad fiscal policy in Hartford, in particular this last session, which we know we just ended, earlier this month on June 5th. And now we're seeing the downshot of this, and we're seeing some great editorials. I think you saw the editorial in the Waterbury Republican paper.
Yes, I did.
And now we're seeing all of this additional impact with more businesses. You know, it started with the big United Technologies Raytheon merger announcement, and then the move of. And when I was on with you last time, we talked about this, where the Democrats were saying, it's just 100 jobs. Don't worry about it. It's just 100 jobs. And we talked about that those are big jobs, though. These were high-income earners, and it's not just 100 jobs. It's 100 jobs. You know, it's 100 jobs that are no longer in Connecticut. But, you know, we woke up this week. We had dealt with UTC. We had heard about Forum Plastics in Waterbury, 145 jobs. Lincoln Financial in Rocky Hill announced they're shutting down their office, 83 jobs. Hubbell, which has been in Connecticut since the 1800s, is a Connecticut-based, Connecticut-formed corporation, right? Down in Newtown, is closing their factory. 140 people going to Alabama and Puerto Rico. So I don't want to hear another person say, it's only 100 jobs, it's only 80 jobs, it's only this. When you add them all up, it becomes thousands of jobs. And of course, Brad, the governor's office says the deal with Hubbell was in place a year ago. They were starting to have this conversation a year ago. Well, you know what? I don't really care if they were having the conversation a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago. Hey, you didn't do anything to fix it and make it better. If you knew they were having this conversation a year ago, then why did you push, why did the governor's office and the majority party push for these policies, these bad fiscal policies for Connecticut that are continuing to show and demonstrate that companies are leaving for higher ground and friendlier places to do business? That is what this is coming down to. So, okay, Governor Lamont, you're not responsible for Hubbell leaving because they were talking about it a year ago. We can blame Governor Malloy. We certainly were very good at doing that and pointing that out. But you didn't do anything to make the situation better. And if you knew last August that they were having this conversation, what did you try to do to prevent Hubbell from leaving Connecticut? And the answer is nothing, Brad. Absolutely nothing. And that's what we're up against. And we're going to continue to see this. This is just the tip of the spear, if you will, or the tip of the iceberg, or whatever the heck you want to call it. This is just the beginning of this. And I don't know where we go from here. When you have companies that are leaving, they're not coming back. They're not going to go, oh, wait a minute. We'll just come back in a year when it gets better. They're going. Moving trucks are packed. The people are moving. They're shutting down their offices. They're breaking their leases, selling their property in Connecticut, and they're getting the heck out. And that's what we're up against right now. And that's what that wonderfully written editorial by the Republican American newspaper spoke to, that we've done nothing. And it spoke to all of the economic indicators that show the difference in Connecticut's economic growth today and over the last couple of years compared to 10 years ago and compared to the rest of the nation. And it's dismal. It's absolutely dismal.
You know, one of the things that I say, and I truly, truly believe, that the middle class, okay, I hate to put people in classes, however, they've always been tough workers out there doing their jobs, never quitting, but this is the group. With what we've got going now, I truly, truly believe this is the group that is going to get hurt the most. And
I agree.
It's a sad situation.
It really is. And what's going to happen here is you're going to end up with, there are some people that just aren't going to be able to pick up and move. A company can make a decision to do that. And by the way, with the Hubbell situation, they're not relocating people from Connecticut. They're simply moving the jobs out of Connecticut. So these are true layoffs. They're not saying to those 140 people, hey, we'll give you an opportunity to go and work in Alabama or Puerto Rico, and we'll pay for you to relocate or we'll help you move there. They're just shutting the jobs down in Connecticut and employing 140 people in their other factories in other parts of the world. So you're absolutely right. The middle class is going to take this one on the chin. Hey, and I have to pause and wonder, and we had this debate many times on this floor of the Senate this past session and in prior sessions, and we say, who, you know, when these companies leave and these middle class workers leave, who's going to pay for all of these programs that we put in place and all of these things that we're putting in place to help people who have less? And I understand that. I understand that we have a responsibility to try to help people. I get it. But I'm not sure, and I spoke to this on the floor of the Senate with respect specifically to the $15 minimum wage. I'm not sure that right now in Connecticut's economy, with how fragile it is and how damaging it is to everything we're doing with small business and the manufacturing base, I'm not sure that this is the right time to do this. So why don't we delay it? Why don't we make it a longer progress, a longer step to get to 15? And it was like I was talking to myself. I might as well have been talking to the wall, because they didn't want to hear it. This was part of what they ran on and they promised, and they delivered it. But there's going to be less jobs, Brad, is the bottom line, and it's not going to be an opportunity for someone to make $15 an hour, because the job isn't going to be there. It's not going to be there. Go into McDonald's and Walmart and Stop and Shop and all the big stores and look at what they've done. They're automating every day. We talked about this about a month ago. They've replaced human beings with computers so you can check out. They've replaced human beings with other forms of automation in all of these stores. It's not going to mean more jobs at $15 an hour. It's less. And you're going to see manufacturers like Hubbell and like Forum Plastics and like, well, UTC didn't change manufacturing jobs, but they're moving their headquarters out, okay? You're going to see this continue to happen. And I don't know how we stop it right now unless we get back in next year and we look at this and say, we have to slam on the brakes on this stuff and really take a closer look at what we're doing and try to preserve what's left here, because it's just going to continue to erode. It's kind of like when a storm comes up to the beach and you watch the beach get eroded away by the waves. That's kind of what we're looking at right now. It's kind of a good image.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. They thought they were going to get something else, but they haven't got it yet. And it's because the people decided. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. And, you know, elections have consequences is what we say. And, you know, we are... We're in a time now where we have another year. We have municipal elections in November, and then we have the whole General Assembly is up again in about 15 months for re-election. Let's see what happens between now and then. Maybe we'll be coming back, Brad, and we'll be saying, I can't believe it. These policies worked, and we were wrong, and Connecticut is on the road to recovery. What I'm seeing now is the initial reaction to the end of this session and the governor signing the budget bill yesterday, which adds $2 billion in additional revenue collected from new taxes in Connecticut. When I see all of that and I see companies announcing every day that they're getting the heck out of Connecticut, I don't have a really great outlook for the future when I look at this as a legislator and I look at this as a citizen. I've lived in Connecticut, you know, for 40 plus years of my 52 years of life. You know, I came up here when I was a little kid, okay, from New York. But I don't see a whole lot of promise right now under this current situation. And again, these bad policies that we're putting in place in the legislature. And I voted against them. I just want to make sure your listeners are clear. I voted against this stuff. It's wrong. I expressed myself, my colleagues expressed themselves as to why it was wrong. It was not the right place for us to be in right now in Connecticut. We should be looking at ways to recover and make people stay and make employers stay in Connecticut, not imposing more damaging policy on them that's forcing them to leave. And we're seeing it. We saw two additional announcements this week with Hubbell and with Lincoln Financial saying, we're out of here. We're not going to deal with it. And I know, Brad, it's only 100 jobs, right? It's only 100 jobs. Don't worry about it.
Well, again, I thank you for calling me. And this is something that I've been on, and we've got quite a few folks that are beginning to believe, and that's all we got to do.
We got to keep spreading the message that it's not working, Brad. And when we get to the elections next year, people need to really take a look at who they're voting for and what they support and what's right for Connecticut. But we have a lot of time to talk about that. We have a lot of months to talk about that with myself and others. And we got to keep an eye on it. We got to keep calling it out and bringing attention to what's going on here.